A few months before the album, I'd been on holiday and I'd met Dustin Hoffman, who was filming Papillon with Steve McQueen. And we were staying near them, so it was one of those, they were bored and we went out to dinner together and stuff. Got to know each other a bit, and he's quite a laugh, you know. And so we got on well. And he was talking about, how do you write songs? He said, how do you write them? You know, I can't do his accent. He's American. He said, how do you write songs, man? And I was saying, well, you just sort of do it. Kind of pick them out the air and you sort of, there they are, you know. I don't know, really. He said, could you write one just now? I said, I don't know. Yeah, I'd have a go, kind of thing. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, I'll get you something to write a song about. He said, I saw something great today. So he went and he got his copy of Time magazine. Drink to me. Drink to my.
Came back, somehow we got into a conversation about Picasso, because Picasso had just died, I think, a few weeks before. Paul asked me why I liked Picasso so much, aside from just admiring his work, and why he was kind of a creative icon of mine. And I said, I just felt, beside the fact that he was always working a new edge. And I talked about Picasso's, because I'd read all about his last days before he died. I think he was 91 or 92 years old when he died. He had this ritualistic life, and he would then kind of walk about, go through the garden, look at nature. And then around 3:30 in the afternoon, he would go to work in his studio, and he would work straight until midnight. And at midnight, he would have his big one meal of the day. And I think it was outdoors at that time. And he would have his friends about him, maybe whatever it was, 10, 15 people, at this long table. And they would eat and drink and wine. And then afterwards, he would go back into his studio again and work until 3:30 in the morning. And I was telling Paul all this. And at the night before, he said a rather prophetic thing, and he said it in French. He raised his glass to the people at the table at the conclusion of dinner, to toast himself. In French, he said to his friends, drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore. And I was so struck by that sentence that I thought, well, he must mean that he can't drink anymore because he doesn't want to get too high, because he has to go back and work. And in some strange way, you know I can't drink anymore also means it's the last time I'm going to be doing this with my friends, because I'm going to die in a few hours. And I was saying this all to Paul McCartney. He just started strumming, and I swear by all that's holy that he began singing this song of the story that I had just told him about Picasso. It just came out of him. Drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore. 3 o'clock in the morning. It's right under childbirth in terms of great events of my life. I mean, I was at the birth of something. I hope by talking about it I can in some way convey to a public what that feels like to be near a great artist and just be telling him a story. And then suddenly, I mean, the fact is that he didn't come back the next day. He didn't even start fiddling around. It was literally immediate. I finished the story, and he strummed his guitar and played it back.